What if you could reverse cognitive decline, recover from brain injuries, or simply become smarter at any age? Neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to reorganize itself throughout life, is revolutionizing our understanding of human potential. Dr. Michael Mrsenich, dubbed the father of brain plasticity, has spent 5 decades proving that our brains remain malleable throughout life. His work has transformed rehabilitation for stroke patients, helped deaf people hear through cochlear implants, and enabled children with learning disabilities to overcome their challenges. This groundbreaking book has become required reading in neuroscience programs worldwide and influenced figures from Norman Doidge to Daniel Amen. As our population ages and dementia rates rise, Mrsenich's insights offer hope that cognitive decline isn't inevitable. With the right approach, we can harness our brain's natural plasticity to grow stronger mentally at any stage of life. We stand at the dawn of a brain plasticity revolution. For centuries, scientists believed our brains were fixed after childhood, hardwired machines with predetermined capabilities. This fundamental misconception, which dominated neuroscience until the late 20th century, has now been thoroughly disproven through extensive research and countless case studies. Your brain continuously rewires itself throughout your entire life, forming new neural connections and pruning unused ones. And remarkably, this process remains substantially under your control through deliberate practice and focused attention. This natural gift of neuroplasticity allows you to strengthen and grow at any age, whether you're 25 or 85. Just as society once viewed physical exercise as unusual but now embraces fitness as essential to health, we're experiencing a similar revolution in understanding brain health. Regular mental exercise, like learning a new language or mastering a musical instrument, can create measurable changes in brain structure and function. Your brain's plasticity drives both skill development and age-related decline. The good news, you can slow, reverse, and overcome negative changes through deliberate brain engagement, from memory exercises to complex problem-solving activities. Consider David's remarkable story, which exemplifies the transformative power of neuroplasticity. He never spoke a single understandable word throughout his childhood, despite having normal intelligence and seeming to comprehend what others said. His silence wasn't selective mutism or autism. He simply couldn't produce coherent speech. Specialists offered no diagnosis, and he struggled through special education before being homeschooled. By his 20th birthday, David remained completely nonverbal, with seemingly limited prospects, and many experts had written off his chances of ever speaking normally. When David's determined mother connected with Mrsenich's team at the University of California, they discovered he had a severe auditory processing disorder. His hearing was normal, but his brain only crudely encoded word sounds, making speech production impossible. After months of intensive computer-based training targeting his specific deficit, something extraordinary happened. David began to talk. The training involved increasingly complex audio discrimination exercises, designed to retrain his brain's ability to process speech sounds. Within 3 months, he could hold simple conversations, and within a year, his speech was nearly indistinguishable from normal. Years later, according to his mother, you wouldn't know there was ever anything wrong with David. Through focused training, David had physically rewired his brain, creating entirely new functional abilities in adulthood. His transformation demonstrates the remarkable power of neuroplasticity to change lives at any age, a power that resides within each of us. This capacity for change extends beyond speech and language to virtually every aspect of cognition, from emotional regulation to motor skills. Recent studies have shown similar transformative results in stroke recovery, learning disabilities, and even age-related cognitive decline, proving that our brains remain remarkably adaptable throughout our lives. What distinguishes humans from other large-brained mammals is our remarkable capacity for behavioral adaptation. While all mammals can learn, our ability to thrive in diverse environments through specialized skills far exceeds all others. From Arctic hunters to tropical farmers, desert nomads to urban professionals, humans demonstrate unparalleled adaptability. Anthropologists once described us as the least specialized mammals, but in truth, we're the most individually specialized. We achieve this specialization through our plastic brains, which we revise throughout our lifetimes. Each human child must acquire skills that provide a synopsis of our species' 200,000-year cultural development, with emphasis on modern knowledge. In just 2 decades, children progress from basic motor skills to mastering complex technologies, abstract mathematics, and sophisticated social conventions. This massive specialization happens through brain remodeling, plastic changes that revise our operational abilities and load our brains with culturally specific information. A modern teenager must learn more complex information in their first 18 years than our ancestors learned in their entire lifetimes. 3 factors make modern life increasingly challenging for our brains. First, our lifespans are extending dramatically, with predictions of 100-plus year averages by mid-century. This unprecedented longevity means our brains must remain functional for decades longer than evolution prepared them for. Medical advances that keep our bodies healthy haven't necessarily equipped our brains for this extended performance period. Second, we face continuous pressure to modify our skills and worldview as technology and culture evolve at unprecedented rates. While our ancestors saw minimal technological change, the axe took 180,000 years to receive a proper handle, today's world demands constant adaptation to new tools and knowledge. Consider how many times the average worker must learn new software systems, digital platforms, and communication methods in just a decade. Skills that took a lifetime to master in previous generations can become obsolete in mere years. Third, our aging brains often decline just when we need neuroplasticity most. Our memory weakens, learning becomes harder, and we grow less confident and more easily distracted. After age 40, many people experience noticeable changes in cognitive speed and flexibility. Processing new information takes longer, multitasking becomes more challenging, and maintaining focus requires more effort. It's not easy keeping up when your brain is slowing down while the world spins faster, with many years of life still ahead. This creates a profound paradox. Just as our lifespans extend and technological change accelerates, our cognitive abilities naturally begin declining. The gap between cognitive demands and capabilities widens precisely when we need our mental faculties most. Understanding how to maintain and enhance brain plasticity throughout life has never been more crucial, not just for personal fulfillment, but for society's continued progress in an increasingly complex world. The challenge of maintaining cognitive fitness has become one of the defining issues of our time, affecting everything from career longevity to quality of life in our extended golden years. Brain plasticity follows 10 fundamental principles that explain how our brains change throughout life. First, change occurs only when the brain is in the mood, alert, engaged, and motivated, with plasticity switches on. Second, effort and motivation determine change magnitude. Greater focus, motivation, and rewards produce larger, more enduring changes. Third, what changes are the connection strengths between neurons engaged together in each moment of an activity? When learning to peel a banana, the brain strengthens connections between neurons representing simultaneous aspects of the experience: sensory information, size, shape, texture, cognitive information, eatability, anticipated pleasure, and motor control, grasping, peeling. With practice, these strengthened connections create a master controller for the behavior. Fourth, learning increases cell-to-cell cooperation, like stadium fans clapping in unison, rising above random noise. Fifth, the brain connects teams of neurons representing separate moments of an action, linking syllables into words, words into phrases, creating your stream of consciousness. Sixth, initial changes remain temporary unless the experience is novel or produces good-bad outcomes, when modulatory neurotransmitters convert temporary changes to permanent ones. Seventh, mental rehearsal drives the same plastic changes as external practice, exemplified by the Dalai Lama's extraordinary emotional control from decades of mental training. Eighth, memory guides learning by comparing attempts against remembered goals and models. Ninth, each learning moment strengthens relevant connections while weakening irrelevant noise connections. This dual process creates sharper representations while reducing interfering background activity. 10th, brain plasticity is a two-way street. Negative changes occur just as easily as positive ones. Mrzenich's research team demonstrated this by turning a person's hand into a useless claw through specific training. Many occupational problems like focal hand dystonia arise from negative plasticity, not physical issues in the body part itself. Understanding these principles enables us to guide our behaviors toward recovering and strengthening abilities fundamental to a fulfilling life. They explain how skills develop, how abilities decline with age, and most importantly, how we can harness this knowledge to maintain cognitive health throughout life. Our brains reach peak neurological performance in our third decade of life, following a remarkable progression from primitive infant capabilities to sophisticated adult skills. This development follows a systematic path of plastic self-organization that begins in the womb and continues through childhood and early adulthood. The journey begins with mapping sensory feedback from limbs to muscle movements in utero. After birth, the brain adapts to gravity's effects and incorporates visual information to control movement in three-dimensional space. This development follows two powerful principles. First, as abilities improve at one level, neural coordination increases, triggering chemicals that thicken axon insulation, enabling faster information transmission and mastery of higher skills. Second, as higher abilities develop, the brain refines all supporting lower-level machinery through top-down feedback. This maturation process completes at different rates by gender. Females reach final maturation around 16-17, though refinement continues for another decade, while males typically finish between 18-20. At peak performance, your brain operates with remarkable speed and accuracy due to well-insulated wiring and high coordination at every level. Unfortunately, our cognitive abilities begin declining from this peak, though most remain oblivious to these changes. By age 55-60, the average person falls from the 50th to the 15th percentile in cognitive performance, and by 80 to the 5th percentile. Nearly every aspect of brain function, processing speed, accuracy, agility, and reliability, deteriorates with age, often accompanied by diminished confidence and social withdrawal. This decline varies tremendously between individuals. Some nonagenarians and centenarians maintain remarkable mental acuity, while others deteriorate rapidly at younger ages. Knowledge continues accumulating into our 60s-70s, though memory acquisition slows. The manipulation of accumulated information through experience produces wisdom, explaining why transformative leaders like Churchill, Gandhi, and Mandela achieved their greatest impact in older age. Understanding this trajectory is crucial, whether you're young, aiming to create a higher peak and maintain it longer, or older, working to regain your brain's former capabilities. The goal at any age is doing what's right for your brain to maintain accuracy, speed, and complex control throughout life. Through billions of moments of brain plasticity, your unique self emerges from the constant associations your brain forms. Every sensation, thought, and action carries a concurrent association to you, creating your embodied self-reference. This self grows increasingly complex through life experiences, extending to incorporate loved ones, familiar surroundings, and personal skills. We're not merely determined by genetics. Our remarkable individuality stems from our brain's plastic response to unique experiences. Consider children like Bonnie and Buddy. One thrives in a language-rich environment, while the other struggles in a language-impoverished home. These differences aren't just genetic, but reflect how early experiences physically shape developing brains. Our brain creates multiple parallel worlds, not just one. First, there's the external world, not exactly real, but a brain-constructed fiction calibrated to make sense. Second is our corporeal world, the complex neurological map of our physical body from toes to head. Mrzenich once experienced the terrifying loss of this corporeal self during severe pneumonia. With dangerously low oxygen, his body diverted blood from skin surfaces to vital organs, shutting down all bodily sensation. He floated as a disembodied consciousness, a fascinating but eerie experience as he gradually regained sensation over days. Beyond these worlds exists a third, a mental essence world of qualities that color our experiences with emotion. As the Buddha discovered 2,500 years ago, we can refine these inner qualities through mental exercise. This third world colors otherwise emotionless events with love, care, and understanding. The richness of these abilities varies greatly between individuals. We create many other possible worlds too, from higher mathematics to philosophy to video games. These mental landscapes contain mountains of abstraction and mythic creations where many individuals spend most of their time. You are the integrated sum of all these worlds, refined by your experiences. You are them. The hope lies in brain plasticity. With proper training, even disadvantaged brains can improve, change for the better, and recover lost ground. This understanding offers a profound message. We are not fixed entities, but dynamic beings capable of transformation throughout life. Abraham Lincoln never forgot an amusing anecdote, retrieving just the right story for any circumstance with remarkable memory. His ability to recall and deploy stories strategically made him an exceptional communicator and leader. Napoleon Bonaparte's prodigious memory allowed him to pivot instantly from invading England to attacking Austria-Hungary, dictating detailed marching orders for 200,000 scattered troops that led to victory at Austerlitz. He could recall the position of every division, their supplies, and terrain details with astonishing precision. Kim Peek could recite every sentence from 1,000 books, yet his memory didn't translate to great achievement. Memory is useful only when it enables understanding and action. His case demonstrates that mere retention without comprehension has limited practical value. Your brain stores massive information, thousands of words and their meanings etched through brain plasticity. While a typical 30-year-old commands 30,000 words, an 80-year-old uses only about 10,000, with greatly diminished associative abilities. This decline affects not just vocabulary, but the richness of expression and the ability to make nuanced distinctions in communication. Our memories connect in countless ways, forming intricate neural networks. Think car and your mind floods with associations, vehicles you've owned, car parts, types of cars, places you've driven, experiences in cars. These connections extend further, the smell of leather seats, the sound of engines, childhood road trips, that first fender bender. These plasticity-built associations empower intelligence in ways Peek's rote memory couldn't, enabling creative thinking and problem-solving. Memories vary in clarity, with emotionally charged events remembered vividly because the neurotransmitters accompanying strong emotions enhance brain plasticity. Wedding days, births, accidents, and moments of extreme joy or fear remain sharp while routine days blur together. Memory clarity depends on repetition, alertness, attention, representational strength, and associational hooks. Short-term memory temporarily registers information that fades unless consciously recorded, while long-term memory includes both explicit-slash-declarative memories, facts, events, and implicit-slash-non-declarative skills, like tying shoes, riding bikes, or playing musical instruments. Our brains can manipulate mental images remarkably, imagining writing with a pencil or tracing routes on mental maps, with thought processes taking the same time as physical actions. Athletes use this capability for mental practice, musicians for score visualization, and architects for spatial planning. These abilities depend entirely on well-maintained memory stores, which, if neglected, will diminish to the simplified language of a typical 80-year-old. The hippocampus plays a crucial role in recording and replaying long-term memories, converting information from all senses to generate multidimensional episodic memories that play out like movies with real place and time frameworks. It acts as both librarian and projectionist, filing away experiences and retrieving them on demand. This vital structure shrinks with age, from thumb-sized during peak performance to little-finger-sized in typical elderly people. This gradual reduction in size correlates directly with diminished memory capabilities, another case where smaller is not better. Regular mental exercise, learning new skills, and maintaining social connections can help slow this decline. Kenneth restored order in his life through intensive neuroplasticity-based training. Using one of Mrzenich's brain training programs, he experienced dramatic improvements in his brightness, memory, focus, and ability to absorb technical information. As he put it, "I could remember a whole lot of things I couldn't remember before. It made me more focused, and my mind didn't stray anymore." These cognitive improvements enabled Kenneth to pass his relicensing exam on his fourth attempt with flying colors. Catherine, in her 70s, after being married to a domineering husband for nearly 50 years, surprised everyone by teaching herself to read after a lifetime of educational deprivation. Despite never having read a book before, she worked through phonics training and eventually completed the novel 50 Shades of Grey and its sequels. Her newfound literacy opened up a world of literature and independence she'd never known. Maggie, an HIV-positive attorney in her 40s, battled cognitive decline from her condition that caused word retrieval problems, letter omissions in writing, and hearing difficulties. Training alongside her stroke-affected father, both saw remarkable improvements. Her word recall, handwriting, and confidence returned, while her father regained memory function and independence. Ryan's life changed instantly when his boat collided with an unlit vessel on Lake Travis. The accident required surgeons to remove substantial portions of his brain tissue, leaving doctors doubtful he would ever speak or care for himself again. Despite these dire predictions, Ryan's family chose life. Through months of intensive rehabilitation with family members coaching him daily, Ryan slowly began recovering speech and movement abilities. When his father sought neuroplasticity-based training programs Mrzenich had developed, Ryan experienced dramatic improvements. Within 2 months, his memory, cognitive control, language, and attention abilities substantially recovered. Today, Ryan lives independently with his fiancée Jackie and works with his father, a remarkable recovery made possible only through massive connectional remodeling in his brain, finding new neural pathways to replace functions previously handled by lost brain tissue. These stories exemplify how neuroplasticity enables people to grow again rather than merely witnessing their decline. They demonstrate that regardless of age, condition, or circumstance, the plastic brain can find new pathways to recovery and growth. Daily physical exercise, minimum 30 minutes, is essential for brain health, increasing cerebral blood flow, and stimulating beneficial neurochemicals. However, Mrzenich cautions against brainless exercise on machines that promote stereotypic movements, essentially solving the same problem repeatedly, which wastes neurological potential. He personally alternates normal eating days with light eating days, a strategy documented by NIH scientists to be neurologically beneficial. Most older Americans take an astonishing number of prescription medications, an average of 3 by age 65 and nearly 8 by age 75, costing about $3,000 per person annually. While prescription medicines are essential for maintaining health, modern medicine has become excessively drug-dependent. Many people passively wait for miracle pills to solve their neurological problems, but your brain isn't that simple. Functional abilities express your brain's complex wiring state, and recovery requires engaging plasticity processes to rewire your brain. Drugs can help, but cannot be the complete solution. Your brain must learn its way out of trouble. Mrzenich offers practical brain-strengthening activities, including progressive dance like tango that continuously challenges balance and coordination, card games that change logic with each play, and daily self-awareness exercises to combat growing egocentrism. He urges readers to stop relying on technology when it deprives your brain of exercise. Try reasoning through problems before checking the internet and navigate without GPS. Most importantly, he emphasizes seeking and spreading joy, noting that as brain health improves, capacity for enjoyment naturally increases. The path to better brain fitness requires re-engaging with life through active hearing, seeing, and feeling, pursuing challenging perceptual and cognitive activities, learning to learn again, celebrating small progress, avoiding effortless paths, and abandoning mindless behaviors mastered in youth. Following this path promises a better, happier, and safer life. Brain plasticity remains available regardless of neurological burdens or sensory impairments. Even when physical movement is limited, mental exercises have substantial neurological value. Every one of us possesses this natural gift of brain plasticity that can drive improvements regardless of psychiatric history or medication use. This book is a gift from brain science. How much you take it to heart is now in your hands. Brain fitness requires substantial effort and lifestyle changes, but participation is voluntary. For younger readers, it's about establishing higher performance levels and sustaining abilities closer to that peak throughout life. Your brain can always carry you to greater abilities, self-confidence, and positive spirits. With effective brain maintenance, you can sustain competence and productivity until you choose to end your professional career. Even in retirement, brain training prevents delivering your brain to the trash heap. If you've been dealt challenging neurological cards at any age, remember your brain has powerful recovery resources. Brain plasticity remains your exploitable asset as long as you're alive. Many wait for memory pills or believe fish, blueberries, or crossword puzzles alone will keep them sharp, but your brain needs real exercise. To reinvigorate personal growth, initiate new activities daily. Seek and delight in positive surprises. Be wide awake in the present like a child. Regrow your self-confidence through challenges like cooking for someone special. Make new friends who become incorporated into your evolving self. Use happiness as your guide to activities that add to you. Try cultural events you thought you disliked. Redefine yourself if you've simplified into a less likable version. Monitor yourself to avoid becoming a caricature. Continuously enrich your life at all scales. Depending on your age and lifestyle, you may have already spent time neglecting your brain. Recovery requires serious effort, shedding negative behaviors and reestablishing purpose in life. The payoffs are enormous, retaining vitality, independence, and selfhood. Brain fitness gives your brain excellent opportunity to last as long as your physical body, living longer with intensity, confidence, and continuous growth. Natural forces make it easy to slip into a narrow caricature of your former, more interesting self. As you age, the machinery controlling learning and memory also controls your verve and confidence. But give it a chance. The joy, spirit, and bright daylight of a sunshine-filled life can return, and your brain will thank you for it.